Small Kindnesses by Danusha Lamaris. Sent from Matthew Ogle's newsletter poem on March 1st, 2020. I've been thinking about the way, when you walk down a crowded aisle, people pull in their legs to let you by. Or how strangers still say bless you when someone sneezes, a leftover from the bubonic plague. Don't die, we are saying. And sometimes, when you spill lemons from your grocery bag, someone else will help you pick them up. Mostly, we don't want to harm each other. We want to be handed our cup of coffee hot and to say thank you to the person handling it, to smile at them and for them to smile back. For the waitress to call us honey when she sets down the bowl full of clam chowder, and for the driver in the red pickup truck to let us pass. We have so little of each other now, so far from tribe and fire. Only these brief moments of exchange. What if they are the true dwelling of the holy, these fleeting temples we make together when we say, here, have my seat. Go ahead, you first. I like your hat. Our homework today, like every day, is to do our best to practice small kindnesses wherever, whenever, however we can. These are the things that do connect us. These are the things that remind us we are all in it together. One of my favorite ways to practice small kindnesses that I started this summer is when delivery people come to the door, I offer them cans of sparkling water that we keep in the fridge. I'm not sure if this actually helps anyone, but I would say the acceptance rate is probably around 90%. If I planned ahead, I would remember to keep Lara bars or Cliff bars or some type of bar near the door for them too. I really do worry about our delivery drivers, our customer service workers, people who are out there grinding on their feet in their cars all day. It's hard work, and I would probably argue thankless work most of the time. Small kindnesses probably go a long way in those moments. And the same is true for the animals, right? Like, I don't know about you, but it lights me up when I'm on my way to Monarch Park, walking down one of the side streets from our little place just north of the Danforth, and I see businesses that leave bowls of water out for their dogs. Small things like that. You know, it doesn't really take a lot. It costs nothing to be kind. It takes very little effort. Practice one small act of kindness today, even if it seems insignificant or silly. It really could go a long way into making someone's day. And, you know, to find that true dwelling of the holy, as Danusha Lamaris puts it so beautifully. Thank you for letting me into your ear holes on this Wednesday. A friendly reminder that if you go to CEKR.FM, you can find the entire archive of 80 plus episodes now. I think we're getting close to 90. If you want to go and listen to the back catalog, by all means, you can also find the RSS link to add to your podcast apps. So with that, SPF, hydrate, small acts of kindness to yourself and small acts of kindness to others. Thank you again for letting me into your ear holes. I love you all so bloody much. I really do. And I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye.